哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主耶稣的恩典，在这个安息圣日的早上，我们一同在神的家中聚集，学习查考圣经上的道理。
Thanks to the grace of God on the Sabbath day, we can all gather here together to learn the Word of God.
那我们今天早上用救恩的方舟啊，来作为彼此学习的内容。
This morning, we would like to use the topic of the Ark of Salvation for mutual learning.
来，我们请翻到创世纪第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪的第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
创世纪的第六章第十三节
Genesis 6:13
十三节，神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。十四节
14.
你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。十五节
15.
方舟的造法乃是这样，要长300轴，宽50轴，高30轴。十六
16.
方舟上边要留透光处，高1轴，方舟的门要开在旁边，方舟要分上中下3层。十七节
17.
看啊，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭天下，凡地上有血肉有气息的活物无一不死。十八节
18.
我就要与你立约，你同你的妻与儿子儿妇都要进入方舟。十九节
19.
凡有血肉的活物，每样两个，一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在你那里保全生命。二十节
20.
飞鸟各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上的昆虫各从其类，每样两个，要到你那里，好保全生命。二十一节
21.
你要拿各样食物积蓄起来，好做你和他们的食物。二十二
22.
挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的他都照样行了。在上古时代有一件重要的事情。
During the ancient times, there was a very important event.
因为人的堕落在道德上面的败坏。
Because mankind's fall in morality.
因为人对婚姻缺乏尊重。
And people lacked respect towards marriage.
所以说在这里，这个人世间充满了各样的罪恶跟暴力。
We see that during this time, the earth was filled with violence.
有罪自然就有惩罚。
And sin, and where there is sin, there is punishment.
有败落自然要受到应得的报应。
And if there is corruption, they will receive their due reward.
所以在这里神说人的罪恶已经到了尽头了。
So in this passage, God says, the earth is filled with violence.
所以神要将这个世上毁灭。
So God will destroy the earth.
但是就我们所知道的，如同我们所知道的。
So according to what we know,
在这个毁灭当中仍然留下了一个机会。
When God destroyed them on this earth, he left them an opportunity.
就是借着挪亚的方舟能够拯救当时候的人。
And that is through the Ark of Noah, the man can be saved at the time.
我们也常常用这个方舟来预表今天末世的真教会。
And we often use this ark to prefigure the true church of the end times.
如果我们看看我们的环境，
if we look at our environment,
我们的周遭，
if we look around us,
我们会发现说我们的时代比挪亚的时代罪恶更重。
We see that the generation we live in is more sinful than the generation of Noah.
我们的环境比挪亚的环境更加的糟糕。
Our environment is worse than during the time of Noah.
所以如同圣经所告诉我们的。
So just as the Bible tells us.
说当神的时候到了。
When the timing of God has arrived.
就要按照人的行为来报应个人。
Then he will reward us according to our deeds.
而在这个灾难来临之前。
So before disaster comes,
神也预备了一艘救恩的方舟。
God also has prepared an ark of salvation,
使得进到方舟的人能够得着真生命。
So that everyone who enters into the ark can receive true life.
能够在绝望当中看到盼望。
So that during despair, they can see hope.
所以我们今天也在努力地建造这一艘的方舟。
So today, we are also working diligently to build this ark.
希望能够借着这样子的努力，使我们最后能够得到救恩的机会。
We hope that in diligently building this ark, we can also receive this opportunity of salvation.
但是要能够建造出一艘成功的方舟。
But in order to construct a successful ark,
我们就要从挪亚造方舟当中来作为一些学习。
Then we have to learn from Noah and see how he had constructed his ark.
能够使我们造出一艘合神心意的方舟来。
So that we too can build an ark that is pleasing in God's sight.
我们看第六章，创世纪的第六章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 6.
第六章十四节。
And let's look at verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
神对挪亚说，你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，要抹上松香。十五节。
Verse 15.
方舟的造法乃是这样。在这里我们看到的第一个吩咐。
Here we see God's first command to Noah.
神对挪亚说，你要造一只方舟。
God said to Noah, make yourself an ark.
但是这艘方舟有绝对的标准跟绝对的做法。
But there is a set specifications and a method of how to build this ark.
神把做方舟的方法告诉他。
God told Noah the way to build the ark.
并且要求挪亚要按照这个方舟的尺寸来建造。
And he asked Noah to build the ark according to the measurement he gave him.
所以今天方舟要能够拯救。
So today, if an ark needs to save,
尺寸必须要能够正确。
The ark has to be built with the right measurement.
如果今天挪亚有很多自己的想法，
if today Noah has a lot of his own ideas,
东边改改，西边换换，
and he feels like the north side or the west side can be altered a little bit,
这个尺寸不好，改一下，
or maybe the measurement isn't really good, so he alters it,
这个样式不好，给他改一下，
or he doesn't like the form, so he changes the way it looks.
到最后挪亚可能会造出一条很漂亮的船，
and in the end, maybe Noah will build a very beautiful ark.
但是在这个洪水当中却不能够存活。
But when the great flood comes, he cannot survive.
所以我们今天要建造得救的真教会。
So today, when we build a true church of salvation,
我们要寻找到救恩的方舟。
We have to find the salvation, the ark of salvation.
我们必须要按照神的标准跟尺寸来建造。
We have to build it according to the standards and measurements of God.
今天很多人在寻找信仰。
Today, a lot of people are pursuing faith.
世界上有许许多多的所谓基督徒。
And there are a lot of so-called Christians in the world.
但是他们今天在寻找信仰的态度跟方法。
But today, the way they search for faith and the method they use,
常常是依照个人的选择跟自我的喜好。
Is often based on their personal interests or their personal thoughts.
我在大学的时候认识一个朋友。
When I was in college, I had a friend.
他常常告诉我说他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
He would often tell me that he was a very devout Christian.
开口闭口就是圣经。
And whenever he opened his mouth, he talked about the Bible.
也常常到教会参加各种活动。
And he often attended events at church.
但是很奇怪的一件事啊。
But there was something that was very strange.
然后就是我这个同学啊，他那私生活非常的不好啊。
And that was this classmate of mine had a very very messy private life.
那个女朋友一个换了一个。
He constantly changes girlfriends.
所以啊，我就跟他有一次他又告诉我啊。
So one time he told me.
又在那里啊讲说，我非常虔诚，我常常读圣经。
He was telling me what a godly Christian he was and how he always read the Bible.
我受不了了，我就直接跟他说啊。
And I couldn't stand it anymore, so I just told him.
我说啊，圣经里面讲说不可犯淫乱啊，你怎么说呢？
And I said, the Bible says you should not commit sexual immorality, so what do you do about that?
他就这样看着我啊。
So he looked at me.
好像觉得我蛮傻的。
And he, as if he felt I was quite foolish.
他说啊，那一条我不喜欢，我不接受的。
And then he told me, I don't really like that commandment, so I'm not going to accept it.
圣经里面我喜欢的我接受。
I accept those things I like in the Bible.
那我不喜欢的我就把它拿掉。
But the things that I don't like, I will just remove.
仍然觉得自己是个 好基督徒啊。
And even still, he considers himself as a good Christian.
今天世界上很多所谓的基督徒都是这样。
So today, a lot of people who call themselves Christians are like this.
信仰挑挑拣拣，全部随个人的喜好。
They choose a faith that they want and reject all the things that they don't like.
却不知道说得救的方舟要完全按照神所吩咐的尺寸来建造。
Not knowing that the ark of salvation has to build according to all the measurements and standards that God gave.
如同在二十二节这里告诉我们。
Just like in verse 22.
他说挪亚就这样行。凡神所吩咐的，他都照样做了。
Verse 22 said, "Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him." So he did.
所以我们今天的信仰也是一样。
It's the same for our faith today.
救恩信仰的救恩从来不是你我个人的选择。
The faith of salvation is never based on what we think or what you think.
得救的方法不是由你我来决定。
The way of salvation is not determined by each one of us.
今天你跟我们只有一个选择而已啊，我们只有两个选择而已啊。
But today we really only have two choices.
你可以选择接受。
You can either choose to accept it,
你可以选择拒绝,
or you choose to reject it.
如同在挪亚那个时代的百姓,
just like the people during the time of Noah.
有人选择建造方舟, 进入方舟里面。
There are people who chose to build the ark and enter into the ark.
就是挪亚一家人。
And that was Noah and his family.
有人选择在旁边旁观。
But there were people who chose to just sit on the side and watch.
并且在嘲笑当中进入灭亡。
And they also made fun of Noah and his family while they entered into destruction.
这就是信仰的选择，这就是救恩的选择。
And this is the choice we have in our faith, the choice of salvation.
你可以选择要不要。
You can choose whether you want it or not.
但是你不能选择要怎么改变。
But you can't choose how you want to change the way to salvation.
所以神所吩咐挪亚有绝对的尺寸。
So what God commanded Noah was absolute.
我们想要得救，只能按照这个尺寸来行啊。
If we want to be saved, we have to do according to what God had commanded.
我们今天如果看看挪亚所神所吩咐的方舟啊。
So today, if we look at the ark that God had commanded Noah to build,
你会发觉说这个方舟其实长得并不怎么漂亮。
We will notice that this ark actually does not look very beautiful.
它也没有这种帆船的这个流线造型。
We see that it was not designed like a sailboat.
也没有这个快速船只的这种能够乘风破浪。
It was also not aerodynamic like a boat that was fast.
所以啊，其实啊，这个方舟啊，长得就像个大箱子在海上飘啊飘啊。
But when we look at it, we see the ark looks like a giant box that floats on the water.
但是它不管长什么样子。
But it doesn't matter what it looks like.
它却能够拯救你我的性命。
It can save our lives.
我们今天在寻找教会，寻找信仰。
Today, when we're looking for our faith, we're looking for a church.
我们在建造自己生命当中的方舟。
When we're building the ark inside our own lives.
也千万不要只看到外在的显象。
We really shouldn't only look at the outer appearance.
而要找到内中拥有真正的生命。
But we have to look within and find the true life.
所以教会不在外观的雄伟。
So we see a church is not based on how magnificent it looks outside.
而是在内中所传讲的信息。
But what matters is the message that it preaches inwardly.
所以在这里方舟如何建造？神有对我们绝对的要求。
So we see that God gave absolute specifications for the ark. In the same way, God also has absolute standards for us.
我们来看一下启示录的第十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11.
启示录的第十一章。
Revelation chapter 11.
十一章的第一节。
Revelation chapter 11, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说有一根苇子赐给我当作量度的杖，且有话说起来，将神的殿和坛并坛中礼拜的人都量一量。那在这里呢，使徒约翰看到一个异象。
Here the Apostle John saw a vision.
他说有一根苇子让他来作为一个衡量的工具。
He said he was given a reed That was used as a measuring rod.
要量什么呢?
And what was he measuring?
在这里说要量三样。
Here it says there are three things he's supposed to measure.
第一个要量神的殿。
First, he has to measure the temple of God.
第二个要量神的坛。
Second, the altar of God.
第三个要量殿中礼拜的人啊。
And third, he had to measure the people who are worshiping inside the temple.
所以到最后，今天你我也要一样的被量一量。
So today, in the same way, we have to be measured.
神的殿代表的是我们信仰的生活。
The temple of God represents our life of faith.
这里讲的坛它不是献祭的祭坛啊。
When it talks about the altar here, it's not referring to the altar of sacrifice.
这里讲的是香坛哦，香炉。
They're talking about the altar of incense.
哦，就是在那里烧香献给神啊。
And it's the incense that was being burned for God.
哦，所以在这里这个香炉指的是在这里这个坛哦，这个香坛指的是我们的祷告，我们的灵修生活。
So when it talks about measuring the altar of incense, it's talking about measuring our life of prayer.
啊，因为启示录告诉我们说，这就是圣。
Because in the book of Revelation, it tells us that the incense is the prayer of the saints.
那第三个讲到说量殿中礼拜的人啊。
And third, it says, John has to measure those who are inside the temple.
啊，这就是我们的社会生活啦。
And this is our life in the world.
啊，所以说到最后啊，神要把我们每个人都量一量。
So in the end, God will measure all of us.
量一量我们的教会生活。
He will measure our life within the church.
量一量我们的灵修生活。
He will measure our life of faith.
然后再量一量我们的社会生活。
And he will also measure us in our life in the world.
看一看我们是不是一个真实的基督徒。
To see whether we are true Christians or not.
我们的选择，我们的行为是不是有符合这个圣经上的标准。
Do our choices and our conduct, conform to the standards in the, of the world.
才能够造出一个神所指示的方舟来。
Are we following the measurements to build an ark according to the commandment of God?
第二，我们看回来创世纪的第六章。
So let's turn back to Genesis chapter 6.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节。
16.
他说方舟上边要留透光处高一轴，方舟的门开在旁边。而在这里呢，神给挪亚的第二个指示。
Here, the second command that God gave Noah.
就是你要留下一个向上的一个透光处啊。
Was to make a window for the ark.
我说啊，整个方舟当中啊，神只有交代这一个地方而已。
And we see in the entire ark, this is the only place where God mentions this.
就是要开一个窗户。
That Noah has to make a window from
above. 而且这个窗户要开在上边啊。
And the window has to be made from above, on top.
我们今天的窗户都是盖在两旁。
Today, all of our windows are built on the side.
所以你能够看到外面的风景。
So you can see the scenery outside.
使你避免下雨的时候雨会泼进来。
So that when it rains, the rain will not come inside the house.
所以正常的时候，正常的房子窗户都在两边。
So we see a normal house will have windows on the sides of the house.
但是啊，神在这里却对挪亚有特别的吩咐。
But we see God gave the special instruction to Noah.
窗户不要开在两旁。
That when you make a window, it should not be on the sides.
只有留在上方。
But it should be on the top.
为什么这样子特别给他交代呢？
Why did God give this special instruction?
因为当这个窗户开在两旁。
Because if the window is opened on the sides.
你窗户打开，你看到什么？
When you open the window, what will you see?
你只有看到人的无助。
You will only see the helplessness of man.
你只有看到生命当中的绝望跟恐惧。
You will only see despair and and fear in life.
所以神不要人把窗户开在两边。
So God doesn't want us to open our windows on the sides.
因为我们真正的帮助只有从上头而来。
Because our true help only comes from above.
今天很多人啊，想尽办法要从别人的身上得到帮忙。
Today, people would go through all lengths to find help from their fellow man.
所以我们喜欢认识一些有权有势的人。
And that's why a lot of times we like to befriend those who are powerful or those who are famous.
我们喜欢认识医生、律师。
We want to befriend those who are doctors and lawyers.
总觉得说啊，如果我有什么事啊，这些人能够真正的帮得上我啊。
Because we always feel that if there is an emergency, these are the people who can help us.
却不知道说生命真正的帮助只有在上头。
But we don't realize that true help only comes from above.
所以人在无助的时候要学习往上看。
So when we find ourselves powerless, we have to learn to look above.
因为当你往上看啊,
because when we look above,
你就能够看到上头的亮光。
Then we will see the light that comes from above.
我在上个月, 都在, 我上个月在奈及利亚。
For the entire last month, I was in Nigeria.
我在那边啊，听到一个很有趣的一个一个神学生给我跟我讲的一个故事啊。
And one of the theological students shared with me a very interesting testimony.
因为我在问这些学生说啊，他们生命的路上最苦的，遇到最大的患难。是什么啊？神怎么样帮助他们？
Because I was asking the theological students there, what was the greatest tribulation, the greatest hardship you have faced in your life?
但有一个学生就这样告诉我。
So one of the students told me.
他说啊，他第三个他第最小的孩子哦，生刚生出来的时候。
And the theological student told me that, when his third child, his youngest child was just born.
生下来啊，几个月以后生病了。
After a couple months, the child became sick.
也不能吃，也不能睡，也不能吃，也不能睡，就是一直哭，一直哭，一直哭啊。
And the child could not eat, the child could not sleep, and the child was just crying.
然后就看到这个孩子啊，一直衰弱下去啊。
And the theological student just saw his child becoming weaker and weaker.
他说那个时候也不知道怎么办。
So at that time, he doesn't know what to do.
应该要去医院，但是身上一块钱都没有。
And he should be going to the hospital, but he doesn't have any money on him.
所以根本不知道要怎么办才好啊。
So he doesn't know what to do.
所以他跟他太太只能就跪下来，一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告。
So him and his wife could do nothing except for kneel down and pray, and they kept praying.
一直哭，一直哭，一直哭，求神救他。
They kept weeping and praying and asking God to save their child.
因为没有人能够帮助得了他。
Because there was no one who was able to help them.
他说，就在人最绝望的时候。
And we see when people are in the lowest point in their life.
神却从来没有忘记他们。
We see that God never forgets them.
所以在祷告当中啊，神就跟他说了。
So in their prayer, God spoke to him.
神就跟他说，往外走，离开这个村庄。
God spoke to him and told him, go walk outside and leave the village.
他就站起来了。
So he got up.
但是站起来也不知道去哪里啊，因为神没有讲啊。
But when he got up, he didn't know what direction to walk in because God didn't say.
神只跟他讲说，就往外面走就对了。
God only told him walk outside.
所以他跟他太太就抱着孩子啊，一直往外走啊。
So him and his wife took their child and they walked outside and just kept walking.
不知道要去哪里。
And they don't know where they were going.
也不知道去找谁。
And they don't know who they were looking for.
但是既然神叫他走，他就走啊。
But since God told them to go walk outside, he went and walked.
一路走，夫妻两个一路走一路哭啊。
And this couple was walking and weeping at the same time.
走到一半的时候啊。
And halfway,
就走在路上的时候啊。
While they were walking on the street.
突然有一个老先生啊，拿着一个黑布袋啊。
There was an elderly man who had a black sack.
然后啊，就看到他们就问说，哎，你们为什么一直哭啊？
And he saw them and asked them, why are you crying?
他说啊，因为我的小孩啊，都不吃啊，也不能睡啊，不吃不喝也不能睡啊。
And they explained that our child cannot eat, cannot sleep, and just keeps crying.
我们也不知道怎么办啊。
And we don't know what to do.
结果这个老先生一听啊，一听到这句话啊。
And when this elderly man heard this,
哇，就从他的袋子里面呢，拿出一罐不知道什么，就灌到这个孩子的嘴巴里啊。
And merely he took out something from his bag, and they don't even know what it was, and he just gave the child this liquid.
就是说这个不知道什么东西啊，给他喝下去，这小孩马上就睡着了。
And after the child drank this mysterious liquid, immediately the child fell asleep.
而且啊，一睡就睡了四个小时啊。
And the child fell asleep and slept for 4 hours.
醒过来之后，孩子好了，也能吃，也能睡了。
And when the child woke up, the child was healed. He was able to eat and sleep.
他说啊，夫妻两个啊，就跪在路边啊，大声祷告感谢神啊。
And both husband and wife immediately knelt down on the street and prayed and praised God.
所以啊，这个神学生告诉我。
So the theological student told me.
他说啊，在他人生最绝望的时候，神为他开了一条路啊。
In the most despairing moment of his life, God opened up a way.
在祷告当中啊，神拯救了他的孩子啊。
And in his prayer, God saved his child. Today, a lot of times we continually seek the help of others.
你看有些人啊, 拼命存钱。
We see there are some people who spend all their effort trying to save more money.
为什么要一直存钱呢?
Why do they save money?
因为钱是他们的依靠。
Because money is their reliance.
有问题我花钱啊。
Because if they have any problems, they can try to use money to resolve it.
有困难钱来解决啊。
If there's any problems, the money can hopefully solve it.
有的人啊, 是拼命想要认识一些有办法的人啊。
And for some others, they try to spend their lives befriending those who are capable.
因为有关系啊，就什么都没关系啦。
Because if they network very well, they will face no issues.
却不知道说当人生真正遇到真实的困难。
But they don't realize if they face a real problem in their lives.
是没有人能够帮得了你的。
Oftentimes, no one can help them.
所以在这里神对挪亚说啊。
So here, God told Noah.
说你要在上面开一个透光处。
You have to make a window from above.
使你不管遇到什么样的困难。
So that no matter what problem you face.
你只要往上一看，你就看到光亮。
You just have to look above and you will see the light.
不管你人生走到什么地步,
no matter where you are in life,
你都知道在上, 你永远都有一个更大的帮助。
You know that above, you always have greater help.
我们来看一下诗篇的121篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 121.
诗篇121篇。
Psalm 121.
121篇的第一节。
Psalm 121 verse 1.
第一节, 他说我要向山举目, 我的帮助从何而来? 第二节,
Verse 2.
我的帮助从造天地的主而来, 他必不叫你的脚摇动, 保护你的必不打盹, 保护以色列的, 也不打盹, 也不睡觉。 而在这里啊, 圣经里面特别告诉我们了。
In Psalm 121, the Bible tells us,
他说你要举目往上观看,
that we have to lift our eyes to the hills.
你就能够看到你的帮助从神而来。
Then we will see that our help comes from the Lord.
所以基督徒也会遇到困难。
So Christians will face hardships too.
生命当中有时候也有失望的，也会有失望。
And in our life, we will face disappointments.
但是啊, 失望却从来不会绝望。
But disappointment will never turn to despair.
害怕当中却从来不活在恐惧里面。
And although we have things that we are afraid of, we never live in fear.
因为在上头永远有为你开的一扇窗户。
Because there is always a window that is open from above.
这是神给挪亚的应许。
This is the promise that God gave Noah.
也是今天神给我们每一个人所立下的应许。
And this is also the promise that God gave every one of us.
我们看回来创世纪的第六章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪的第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
21节。
Verse 21.
21节,
Verse 21,
他说你要拿各样的食物积蓄起来, 好做你和他们的食物。 在这里神对挪亚的吩咐。
Here we see God instruct Noah.
告诉挪亚说啊, 你和你的家人要进入方舟。
He told Noah that you and your family will enter into the ark.
同时呢, 这个天下的各种的活物也要来到你的面前。
And also all living things and creatures will also go into the ark and live
他说啊,
with you.
他要在你这里找到生命啊。
And God says they will find life.
所以啊, 教会的目的是什么?
So what is the purpose of the church?
教会的目的从来不是慈善机构。
The purpose of the church is never to be a charity organization.
教会更不是一个社交场所。
And the church, it's also not a place to socialize.
说教会只有存在只有一个目标。
There is only one goal for the church to exist.
就是要使人得着真生命啊。
And that is to give true life to people.
在这里说凡来到你面前的。
And here it says, whoever comes to you.
他说就能够在这个方舟里面保全他们的生命。
They will be able to preserve their lives inside the ark.
这是教会的目的。
This is the purpose of the church.
也是我们必须要努力的方向。
And this is also the direction that we work towards.
所以在这里神特别吩咐挪亚。
So here God gave special instructions to Noah.
他说当他们都来到了这个方舟。
And God told Noah that when all these living creatures come to the ark.
神给挪亚一个责任哦。
God gave Noah a responsibility.
他说, 你要积存食物, 好做你和他们的食物啊。
God told Noah that you shall gather food for yourself and food for them.
所以在这里啊，神也给你我一个提醒啊。
So here God also reminds us.
说我们今天有这个机会，有这个恩典，进入了这个方舟。
So today, if we have this opportunity and grace to enter into the ark,
但是不要以为进了方舟就没事啦，就天下太平啊。
But we shouldn't think that all things end there. Once we're in the ark, everything is good.
因为人可以进入方舟，最后死在方舟里面啊。
Because people can enter into the ark and also die in the ark.
如果你没有积存食物啊。
If they didn't gather food and bring food.
哦，所以在这里神特别告诉挪亚。
So here God told Noah.
所以你不只要盖方，要造方舟。
Not only do you need to build an ark.
你不只要带你的家人进入方舟。
Not only do you need to bring your family to enter into the ark.
更重要的是，你要预备好食物，使你能够在方舟当中存活。
Even more importantly, you have to prepare food for yourself so that you can live inside the ark.
所以当以色列人出埃及了以后
，So when the Israelites left Egypt,
神对以色列百姓说
，God told the Israelites,
他说啊，每天早上你们都要出去捡拾玛瑙。
God told them every morning you will go out and collect manna.
好做你和你全家的食物哦。
And this will be food for you and your household.
哦，神降玛瑙这个是恩典。
So God gave them manna. This was His grace.
但是你出去捡拾，这是你应该要付出的责任。
But for you to go out each day to collect the manna is your duty.
神已经把玛瑙降下来了。
God already gave you manna.
你肚子饿，你需要吃。
And if you're hungry and you need to eat.
但是你拒绝出门，不愿意付出任何的努力。
But you refuse to go out of the door. You refuse to put forth effort.
你就只能看着神的恩典，并且死在帐篷里面。
Then you will only be able to see God'sblessing, but die within your own tent.
所以神的恩典给我们了。
So God has already given us His grace.
但是人必须要尽到自己的本分。
But we have to fulfill our own duty.
神已经把方舟的尺寸告诉挪亚了。
God has already given the measurement of the ark to Noah.
并且告诉挪亚说你要进去在里面保存生命。
And he also told Noah you have to go into the ark and preserve life.
但是你进去之前，请你把食物准备好。
But before you go into the ark, please prepare all the food you need.
使你在这一段时间当中能够得着生命。
So that when you are in the ark during this time, you can preserve life.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们也要不断的积存食物。
So brothers and sisters, we also have to continue to gather food.
千万不要啊，虽然信了耶稣，进了教会去，什么都不明白。
Don't enter into the church, believe in Jesus, and still know nothing.
信主多年，什么都不知道。
Or to have believed in the Lord for many years, but still not know what you believe in.
如同保罗在提摩太前书所说的。
Just like what Paul said in First Timothy.
对啊，提摩太后书哦。
Or in Second Timothy.
提摩太后书的第三章啊。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节说，那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女的正是这等人，这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱。第七节
7,
常常学习，终究不能明白真理啊。在这里啊，保罗讲到当时的一些信徒。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 6 and 7, Paul talks about some of the believers at the time.
虽然常常聚会，但是从来没有学会。
Even though they always gather for service, but they never learn.
虽然有在教会，但是不明白道理。
Even though they are inside the church, but they don't understand the truth.
那这个就是没有积存食物。
And this is what it means to not gather food.
以致到最后两手空空无法存活。
And in the end, our hands are empty and we cannot survive.
很多年前啊，有一位老姐妹哦。
Many years ago, there was an elderly sister.
这个老姐妹啊，信主信很久啊。
And this elderly sister believed in the Lord for a very long time.
有一天啊，她要去教会的路上哦。
And one day on her way to church.
老姐妹啊，走路很慢啊，扶着墙边啊，慢慢走。
The elderly sister walked very slowly and she had to hold the walls on that side to walk.
走路走得非常小心啊。
And she was very careful when she walked.
这时候啊，一个年轻人啊，呱呱呱骑脚踏车刚好经过那里啊。
And at that time, there was a youth who was riding a bicycle who passed by her.
啊，这年轻人啊，骑脚踏车没注意啊，不小心撞到这个老人家。
And the youth wasn't paying attention when he was cycling, and he hit this elderly woman.
哇，结果啊，那个老太太跌倒在地上啊。
And so the elderly sister fell on the ground.
一直哭。一直哭啊
！And kept crying and crying.
哇，这个年轻人赶快啊，从脚踏车上跳下来。
So the young man quickly came off of his bike.
啊，赶快跑过去啊，说阿妈阿妈，你有没有受伤啊
？And he ran over and says, "Grandma, Grandma, are you okay?"
啊，老太太啊，没理他，一直哭一直哭啊。
And the elderly sister just ignored him and kept crying.
啊，结果这年轻人就要去扶他、啊。
So the young man wanted to go hold her up.
老太太啊，一把抓住这个年轻人啊。
But the elderly sister just grabbed hold of this young man.
你跟我去教会，去见我们传道。
And she said, you come with me and go meet our pastor.
啊，年轻人说啊，不要吧，我们应该去医院看医生，看你有没有受伤才对吧。
But the young man says, I think you have it wrong. We should go to the hospital and go see a doctor.
哇，结果老太太很生气啊，然后那个抓着他说不行。传道说跌倒的人不能进天国，你害我跌倒，你去跟传道解释。
But the elderly woman was very angry and says, "No, we have to go to see the preacher because the preacher says those who fall cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, and you caused me to fall, so we have to go see the preacher."
哦，所以啊，我不是我要跌倒，是你把我撞倒的、啊。
And you have to explain that I didn't fall on my own, but you knocked me over.
啊，老姐妹啊，信主信了一辈子啊，还是不知道啊，以为不小心跌倒就不能进天国啦。
And this elderly sister believed in the Lord her entire life, but didn't realize that and thought that if she physically fell, she cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
有多少时候我们信主信得迷迷糊糊的？
There are so many times when we believe in the Lord, we don't really know what we believe in.
啊，对道理好像知道又不是很清楚。
And it seems as if we know the truth of the Bible, but we really don't.
啊，信主多年，虽然在真教会，却不知道与其他地方有什么不同。
And although we believe in the Lord and we are in the true church, but we don't know how this is different from any other place.
那就是信仰生命当中缺乏累积食物啊。
And this is what happens when we fail to gather food in our life of faith.
哦，虽然外面的人很强壮。
Even though the people outside are very strong,
啊，但是里面那个真我跟本我非常的衰弱。
Or outwardly we are strong, but our inner self, our true self, is very weak.
因为缺乏食物的滋润。
Because we lack the nourishment of food.
哦，所以在这里神对挪亚说啊，你要自己去积存食物哦。
So that's why here God told Noah, you have to go gather the food.
啊，神没有说啊，哦，挪亚，你这么辛苦，来变食物给你吃啊。
God didn't say, Noah, oh, you've worked so hard, I'm just going to magically make food appear for you.
更没有跟挪亚说，饿了，不是有很多动物吗？把它吃了吧。
And God also didn't tell Noah, are you hungry? Why don't you just go eat some of the animals?
哦，所以啊，在这里啊，神也给你我一个提醒啊。
So here God also reminds us.
信仰的路上，神把救恩的机会给你跟我。
On our journey of faith, God gave us the opportunity of salvation.
啊，但是我们要努力尽本分。
But we have to fulfill our responsibility and do our part.
常常聚会读经祷告明白道理。
We have to constantly attend service and study the Bible.
能够积存食物，使我们能够在方舟当中得救。
So that we can gather food, so that we will also be saved inside the ark.
我们看回来创世纪的第七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 7.
创世纪的第七章。
Genesis chapter 7.
第七章的第四节
，Chapter 7 verse 4，
第四节
，verse 4，
他说：“因为再过七天，我要降雨在地上四十昼夜，把我所造的各样活物都从地上除灭。”我们再看第七节
，And let's skip to verse 7。
第七节，挪亚就同他的妻和儿子儿妇都进入方舟躲避洪水。再看。第十节
，verse ten，
第十节过了这七天，洪水泛滥在地上。我们在这里看到啊，第四件事啊
，and we see the fourth thing here。
他说啊，当挪亚这个方舟盖好了
，once the ark of Noah was completed，
食物也准备好了
，and the food was also gathered。
啊，这个时候神却对挪亚说
，at this time God told Noah，、
啊、神跟挪亚说啊，再过七天。 就要洪水就要降下来了。
God told Noah that after seven more days, the rain and the flood will come.
我们从第七节这里看到哦。
And from verse 7,
他说啊，挪亚跟他的家人就进入方舟了。
We see that Noah and his family went into the ark.
并且就留在方舟里面了啊。
And they stayed inside the ark.
他说留在方舟里面到第七日的时候，洪水就下来了。
And the Bible records that they stayed inside the ark, and 7 days later, then the rain came.
我常在想啊，挪亚的考验啊，挪亚真实的考验可能就是最后这七天啊。
And often I would think that the true test that Noah has to go through is probably in these last 7 days.
他花了100年的时间在盖方舟。
Because he spent 100 years building the ark.
啊，被人家嘲笑，别大家把他当傻瓜。
And he was made fun of by everyone. Everyone treated him like a fool.
啊，但是我想啊，最后这七天是最难挨的。
But I was thinking these final 7 days was probably the hardest for him.
哦，他和他的全家都在这个黑漆漆的方舟里面啊。
Because him and his entire family was in this very dark ark.
也没有什么光线。
Because there was no light inside the ark.
而且啊，可能味道也不怎么好，因为动物很多啊。
And it probably also smelled very bad because there were so many animals.
哦，所以啊，留在里面环境并不好。
So when he stayed inside the ark, the environment wasn't that great.
外面可能围了一群的人啊，对他指指点点，嘲笑他。
And outside of the ark, there was probably a group of people who were still making fun of them.
而且他躲还躲不掉，因为他就在方舟里面。
And if he wanted to avoid them, he couldn't because he's inside the ark.
所以啊，搞不好这，说不定这最后七天才是最难挨的。
So it probably was that these 7 last days was the hardest to endure.
从早到晚就是活在别人的讽刺跟嘲笑里面。
Because from morning to evening, he would live under the ridicule of everyone else.
啊，但是呢，当第七天到了。
But when the 7th day came,
他说当洪水下来的时候。
When the floods came,
挪亚跟他的家人却在这个方舟里面啊。
Noah and his family was still inside the ark.
所以啊，我们今天在这个教会啊，在这个得救教会里面。
So today, when we are in this church of salvation,
有时候啊，我们在这教会里面常常会被外面的人所嘲笑、所讽刺。
A lot of times when we stay inside the church of salvation, people outside the church will ridicule us.
啊，甚至会被别人所攻击、误解啊。
Sometimes you will be misunderstood or even attacked.
有可能是我们的家人。
Maybe it's our own family.
可能是我们的亲戚，我们的朋友。
Maybe it's our relatives, our friends.
很多人可能会觉得我们非常奇怪。
And there will be a lot of people who feel we are very strange.
因为我们跟很多基督徒的观念是不一样的。
Because we believe in a lot of things that are different from other Christians.
所以我们会面对别人的质疑。
So maybe we will face the questioning of other people.
甚至常常被其他的人所嘲笑啊。
And often be ridiculed by others.
但是啊，在这里说，你就留在里面。
But here it says, just stay inside the ark.
因为忍耐到底的必然得救。
Because those who endure to the end shall be saved.
我这一次到奈及利亚遇到一个信徒啊。
When I went to Nigeria this time, I met a believer.
这个信徒我跟他我十年前就认识他了。
This was someone I already met 10 years ago.
十年前我认识他的时候，他是一个慕道朋友。
10 years ago, when I first met him, he was still seeking the truth.
第二次我遇到他的时候，他是神学生。
And the second time I met him, now he's a theological student.
第三次我遇到他的时候，他已经安立做传道了。
And the third time I met him, he was already ordained as a preacher.
我对他印象非常深啊。
So I think of him, I have a very deep impression of him.
为什么印象很深呢？
And why has he made a very deep impression on my mind?
因为我第一次见到他啊，就是不小心把他放了鸽子啊。就是
The first time I met him, I accidentally, I left without, or I...
应该讲说我们大家来参加讲习会啊。
When we attended a seminar.
可是因为我是在另外一个国家，我在 Togo 我在另外一个国家。
But because I went to another country, I went to Togo.
所以啊，回来的时间呢、没有商量好。
So we didn't coordinate the time when I was returning.
而且啊，十几个小时车程很难算啊。
And it was very hard to estimate the because it was a tens of hours journey.
等我到了车站要去接他的时候。
So by the time I arrived at the bus station to pick him up.
朋友，他说他是慕道朋友，已经在太阳底下站了4个小时，非洲太阳哦，站了4个小时了。
And at that time, he was not a believer yet. He was still a truth seeker, and he was waiting under the African sun for 4 hours.
我在想说，他一定很生气啊。
And I was thinking he must be very mad at me for making him wait that long.
赶快下车要去跟他道歉啊。
So when I got off the bus, I wanted to just apologize to him.
我想说啊，这要是在美国啊，美国的慕道朋友啊，二十分钟人就不见，人就走了。
I was thinking if this was in the US and you were inviting your friends to come to church, if they wait more than 20 minutes, they'll just leave.
诶，结果我下车他还在那里哦。
But when I got off the bus, he was still there.
我还来不及道歉啊。
And before I could even apologize.
很兴奋啊，抓着我的手说啊，教会在哪里，走，我们去教会。
He was so excited. He grabbed my hands and says, where's the church? Let's go to church.
啊，这是我对他的第一个印象啊。
So this was my first memory of him.
啊，这个慕道朋友啊，他其实家里很有钱啊。
And this truth-seeking friend was actually came from a very wealthy family.
他们家是开教会的。
Because their family was in the business of opening churches.
在非洲开教会跟开公司差不多，意思差不多。
Because in Africa, the continent, usually opening churches is the same as opening a company.
所以啊，他们家是开教会，四百多个信徒养他们一家人啊。
And their family was in the business of running a church, and their congregation of 400 provided their salary and income.
哦，所以啊，生活很好啊。
So they lived very well.
然后来啊，他有一次有机会啊，听到我们教会的道理啊。
But one time he had the opportunity to hear the gospel or truth was preaching.
结果回去就跟他爸爸说。
So when he heard it, he went back and told his father.
跟他爸爸讲说，爸爸，你那个圣经乱讲，你都教错了。
And he told his father, you're misinterpreting the Bible and you're teaching the wrong things.
他爸爸说啊，这个教什么没关系啊，有奉献就好啊。
And his father told him, it doesn't matter what I preach or teach, as long as people are offering tithe, it's okay.
因为这样他就离开了他爸爸的教会啊。
And because his father said this, so the son left the church.
爸爸为了要逼他回去啊，断绝他一切的经济来源啊。
And because the father wanted to make him come home, so the father cut off all his financial resources.
后来啊，他就要到那个玉米工厂去扫地啊。
So in the end, the son went to a corn factory to be a janitor.
他说啊，那边没有福音，那边没有真理，我绝对不回去啊。
And he said that because his father's church did not have the gospel, it does not have salvation, he's never going to return.
哦，所以从一个生活很舒服的环境到最后啊，两手空空，一无所有啊。
So he went from a life that was very comfortable to a life where he had nothing.
啊，但是他非常坚持啊。
But he insisted on doing this.
他说啊，这里有福音，这里有真理，我绝对不离开。
And he said that here there is the truth and there is the gospel. I will never leave here.
他说我找到神，我找到真理了。
And he said, I have found God. I have found the truth.
哦，所以啊，我到最我后来最后一次见他的时那个讲习会结束了。
So after the seminar,
讲习会结束了，大家都要回家啦。
And when we were all returning home,
我就看到他一个人啊，站在角落在数钱。
And I see him that he's standing on the corner and he's counting his own money.
我说你在干嘛？
And I asked him, what are you doing?
他说我在看我有多少钱可以回家。
And he said, I'm seeing how much money I have and whether I can go home.
那我说那你有钱可以回家吗？
And I asked him, do you have enough money to get a ride home?
他跟我笑笑说啊，他所有的财产就在手上了，全身所有的钱都在手上，所有的财产都在手上啊。
And he just laughed and told me that his entire all of his possessions are now physically in his hand.
他说啊，大概不太够啊。
And he says, I probably don't have enough.
我说那你怎么办呢？
And I said, so what will you do?
他说有多远坐多远啊，没有钱就走路啦。
And he says, I'll just I can only take the bus for however far my money takes me, and I'll just have to walk the rest of the distance.
我说你要走多久啊？
And I asked him, so how far do you have to walk to get home?
他说感谢主啊，大概再走两天就到了。
And he says, praise God, I probably only have to walk 2 days to get home.
我听了好难过。
And when I heard it, I felt so sad inside. 诶，
可是他笑得好开心。
But he was laughing so joyfully.
他说好高兴能够来到这，好高兴能够来到这里啊。
He says, I'm so happy that I'm able to come here.
因为我在这里看到神啊。
Because I saw God here.
哦，所以有些人是这样啊。
So there's some people who are like this.
他们可以为了真理，为了福音，能够付出所有的一切。
They're able to sacrifice everything for the truth, for the gospel.
并且能够在一无所有当中，心中充满喜乐。
And yet, when they have nothing, their heart is filled with joy.
永远坚持在这个方舟当中，绝对不离开。
They are determined to stay within the ark and never leave.
哦，所以当我经过九年之后再次见到他啊。
So around 9 years later, when I had the opportunity to meet him again.
啊，感谢主啊，真耶稣教会的传道啊。
And thank God, now he is a preacher of the True Jesus Church.
一样热心，一样爱主。
And he is just as fervent, and he loves the Lord just as much.
一样坚持在方舟当中，绝对不离开啊。
And he is just as determined to stay within the ark and not leave.
哦，所以在这里啊，神对挪亚说啊。
So here God told Noah.
还有七天。
There are 7 more days.
留在里面。
You have to stay inside the ark.
再忍耐一下。
And endure it for a little longer.
再坚持一下。
And hold on a little longer.
他说时候要到啊。
And the time will come.
你和你的家人必要得到拯救。
You and your family will be saved.
我们看回来创世纪的第七章哦。
So let's turn back to Genesis chapter 7.
第七章。
Genesis chapter 7.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节说凡有血肉进入方舟的都是有公有母正如神所吩咐挪亚的神就把他关在方舟里面啊。啊在这里啊在这个洪水要下来之前哦。
So before the flood came,
挪亚按照神的吩咐在方舟里面再忍耐了最后七天。
And according to God's command,Noah stayed within the ark for 7 more days.
他说最后这个洪水就下来毁灭当时的世代。
And so in the end, the waters came and destroyed the people of the time.
但是在这里却说啊，神把挪亚关在方舟里面哦。
But in this passage, we see that it says that but the Lord shut Noah in.
那这句话很重要啊。
And this is very important.
为什么这句话非常重要呢？
Why is this so important?
因为我们要看一下第六章哦。
Because if we look at chapter 6.
第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第六章的第十四节。
Verse 14.
他说你要用割斐木造一只方舟分一间一间的造并且里外抹上松香。而这里特别吩咐要抹松香。
In Genesis chapter 6 verse 14 it says make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch.
为什么要抹松香呢？
Why do they have to cover it with
pitch? 抹上松香能够防水啊，避免水渗进来啊。
If they cover it with pitch, they are making the ark waterproof.
那使得这个方舟啊那个不会漏水啊能够浮在水上。
So that the ark will not leak and the ark will float.
哦，所以啊在这里啊神特别吩咐挪亚里外抹上松香。
So God especially instructed Noah, he has to cover inside and outside with pitch.
挪亚也按照神的吩咐这样做了啊。
And Noah also did according to what God told him to do.
啊，但是啊，当挪亚把内外都抹上松香以后
，But after Noah covered inside and outside with pitch,
有一个地方就是他抹不到的。
There's one place where he cannot cover it with pitch.
就是这个门。
And that was the door of the ark.
因为他已经人在里面了。
Because if he is inside the ark,
哦，所以当他把这个门拉起来，或神把他拉关起来。
So that when the door is shut or when God closes the door,
他说有一个地方是没有抹到松香的。
There is a part where it is not covered in pitch.
就是这个方舟的门，它这个门缝是没有抹松香的。
And that is the part where the door closes. The crack between the doors and the walls of the ark.
当然你也可以讲说，说不定挪亚哦爬到方舟顶上，叫外面的人帮个忙啊。
And maybe you would think it is possible that Noah could have opened up the window on top and asked all the people around him outside to put the pitch on.
啊，但是我想应该是不会有这种事情啊。
But I'm thinking that's very unlikely.
啊，所以啊，到最后啊，挪亚整台方舟都有抹上松香。
So we see in the end, the entire ark was covered in pitch.
只有一个地方没有。
Except for one place.
就是神把这个门关起来的地方没有抹松香啊。
The place where God had closed the door for Noah.
啊，但是方舟并没有沉。
But we see the ark did not sink.
水也没有进来。
And the waters did not go in.
为什么？
Why did this happen?
因为神的手扶持了这台方舟。
Because God's hand preserved this ark.
哦，所以虽然挪亚已经做到他能做的。
So even though Noah did everything he is able to do.
啊，但是人的能力有限。
But we see that as people we are still limited.
有些东西我们做不到。
There are some things that we simply cannot do.
但是没有关系啊。
But that's okay.
你如果已经尽力了。
If we have already made our best effort.
你如果照着神的尺寸，照着神的吩咐去行了。
If we have already done according to what God has commanded.
那到最后人所不足的，神就帮你补足啊。
And in the end, whatever we still lack as people, God will make up that difference.
哦，所以人在救恩的路上自己要努力。
So on the journey of salvation, as people, we have to make our best effort.
但是不是你努力就一定会成功哦。
But just because we make our best effort doesn't mean we'll succeed.
人要努力，这个叫尽本分。
It is our duty to make our best effort.
但是更重要的是要在祷告当中祈求上头来的怜悯。
But even more important is that in our prayer, we have to ask for mercy from above.
求神的手扶持。
We have to ask for God's hand to uplift us.
所以当人尽了自己的本分。
So that when we have done our best.
并且得到神的怜悯。
And we have received God's mercy.
他说这一艘方舟就要拯救你和你的全家。
Then this ark will save you and your household.
使我们能够在这个混乱，这个动荡不安的末世当中。
So that during this tumultuous end times,
在神的愤怒里面
under God's wrath,
能够找到一条救恩的道路
that we can find a way of salvation,
能够拥有一个得救的盼望
that we can obtain the hope of salvation,
不只是我们
and not just for us,
不只是我们，而且是我和我们的全家
but for us and our entire household,
如同约书亚在约书亚记的24章所说的
just as Joshua said,
他说至于我和我的全家
He says, as for me and my family,
我们都要跟从神
We will follow the Lord.
所以愿我们今天所有的弟兄姐妹也能够有一样的心志
And we hope all the brothers and sisters also have the same determination.
能够按照神所吩咐的来建造他所喜悦的方舟
That we can build the ark that is pleasing to God according to the measurements he gave.
不论是这一间教会
Whether it is this church,
或者是我们的信仰生命
or our life of faith,
都能够尽力尽本分祈求神的恩典
That we can do our part and fulfill our own duty and also ask for God's mercy.
让我们在这个末世当中成为一个真实有盼望的人
That during the end times, we become someone who truly has hope.
我们一起来唱诗
Let's conclude with a hymn.
187首
Hymn 187